What's up? Hey. Hey, buddy, friend, how are you? Welcome to my bazillion dollar studio in my basement. I'm joking. I spent a lot of money. You know what I realized the other day? It's weird because I'm 25 now, right? And there's a point in your life where you look around, you're like, oh shit, like I bought a bunch of, like I own property. Like I own a part, because I still live in my parents' house. But like I looked around, I was like, damn, like I bought like most of the stuff in the basement, like in my room. Like I bought my dresser, I bought this table, I bought my laptop that I'm doing this off of, I bought the microphone I'm talking into, I bought, you know, all these, all the clothes right here, like most of them. Like I bought the bunny. The bunny's hopping around. Hi, Ben. Hi, Bun. The bunny pooped in his, you know, the bunny has to learn where to eat, because, so I have two sections. Well, let me finish my point first. But yeah, no, like I like realized like I own like a lot of stuff in here. Like I felt pretty good about myself. I mean, I still live at home with my parents, so you know, that part of it. You know, I never understood why people, you know, like in what's the word I'm looking for? I want to use a describing word, which is an adjective, but I can't find out what it is. In a classic example, what's like a classic example? Like cliche, but like yeah, like in the classic version of a relationship between a boy and a girl, like I never understood the thing like, well, he lives with his parents, he's a loser. It's like, bro, like we are, but like you, like that doesn't mean you can't like date us. Like my girlfriend is amazing. Like she is like, yeah, I'm going to just deal with you being a loser. And that's what every person who has a significant other that lives at home, that's how they all should be. You should always just tolerate the loser, because the loser might have a super dope podcast with an average of 2 listeners per episode. And like, dude, like I'm going to be honest, like you should put all your faith in them. Like I'm joking, obviously. My girlfriend she's nearly a saint. She's been so sweet to me. So I think it's OP. It's odd because right now I feel so good today, and I don't understand how life works exactly, because like I was sick last week. Some of you know, I didn't talk much about it. Usually I go online and be like, I don't feel good, blah. Like nowadays, like ever since COVID is over, like it is like a sin to even talk about being sick. Like, especially, I mean, in public, like on social media, I just chose not to. But anyway, but like I felt so shitty when I was at home. Like I can't believe now, like I feel so good, because it just, when you're sick, like all you think about is like, oh my God, I wish I was better. I wish I did not feel like garbage right now. I wish that I didn't. It's just, it's weird. Cause I'm thinking like maybe my immune system is just getting better in general, because I always think back to this old George Carlin bit, stand-up comedian, George Carlin, if you guys don't know. I always think of this bit that he had where he's like, this was obviously back in the 90s, so you know, things are different now, and after COVID, they're even more different. You know how it is, but whatever. But he was saying, like, when we were kids, like, we swam in the Hudson River, which at the time was literally, like, there was raw sewage floating in the river. And he's like, my immune system is strong. Like, there's no, like, I've never been, he's like, do you think I'm afraid of germs? And I always just think about that. And he's like, you know, when you are like exposed to germs, like you literally build up a crazy immunity. Now, obviously nowadays that is, I mean, it is true, but there's people, I understand, like, I don't want to just go lick my garbage can. Like I wash my hands every 5 seconds nearly. But like, not because I'm afraid of germs. It's just because I usually do shit with my hands and I'm like, shit, I'm about to eat. So I got to wash my hands or whatever. But I always think back to that bit that he did. And then I think to myself, I'm like, oh, so every time I get sick, I'm exposing myself to something new. So in the future, I've already been sick through all these little small virus things. So now my immune system should be able to handle that. But every time I get the common cold, which is what it was, because I tested and I wasn't positive for COVID or whatever. But like every time I get sick, I go like, I think of that bit and I'm like, yeah, like I should be, you know, more immune. But then I'm like, wait a second, I've been sick every single year. Like once a year, I get sick every single year. And last year it was COVID, this year it wasn't. So it's just back to the common cold for me. But it's weird because I don't know. I expected for me to not be, you know, like start like just not being sick, you know, and getting, but so every time I think of it, that bit, I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. And then I think back, I'm like, wait a second. No, it's not. I get sick every year. So I don't know anymore. Who knows? Anyway, so last night, Recess guested with Alexis Marrero at SOS for Life. It was a live Instagram. And essentially, SOS for Life is a platform. And Alexis Marrero is an upcoming artist. And we've been collabing with her. I got in contact with her through a mutual friend named Freddie DeMarco. He actually recorded her last two EPs. And I'm going to be doing a bunch of shows with her. Freddie thought I was good for the job. I talked with them. So I'm going to be doing some cool things this summer with her. But she invited Recess to be on the live last night. And SOS for Life is a platform that is for the awareness of mental health. And as a band, we think that is super important, obviously. All of us are introverts, and specifically, we all know somebody who has been in a really dark place or who has committed suicide. And it's really important that you reach out to people. And I'm going to elaborate on what I said last night in the live. Even the people that you wouldn't expect, just make sure that you check on your friends every once in a while, because it is super important. And, you know, there is always going to be somebody there that cares. I promise you. And seriously, but so that was just a really good cause. And we were really happy to be on there with her last night, and she did really well. She talked solo. She was standing there and talking about all of it. And I don't know if she practiced it, but she did really, really, really well. And that's something that I don't know if I could do. Like even this podcast, like I barely can get to 30 minutes without being like, wow, like I'm out of stuff to talk about. Like I always have to be like, I got to start like rambling off on something else, you know, or like, but anyway, so that was really fun. And the band, I messed up on a chord or two with a couple different songs, but regardless, it was a really fun time. And I want to thank Doug, our studio engineer, helper, mastering guy, last night for letting us use his studio. And he was the one that hooked up the whole system down there. And we're going in on Tuesday. We're going back in to work on some stuff. You guys know what we're working on. So super fun. And yeah, I need water. I need water again. I need to take a sip because I'm about to go crazy with how hype I'm going to be. Hold on. I'm so excited for what's to come for Recess. It is so much. Oh, and before I move on, I want to thank Peter Parker, our neighborhood Spidey, because he just swooped in and he attacked me. I like how that, you know, are people still fighting about which Spidey is better? That's one of the dumbest arguments of all time. Hold on. I like starting this podcast and then I like doing a bunch of bullshit I should have did beforehand. I'm putting on a hoodie right now. Hold on. So I think, hold on, I'm taking off my headset. So like, I don't understand why people fight over that, because first of all, well, I am always like, I like the original usually, like James Bond, like which one is the best one? Like, I think the one that was in Octopussy, that's the best one, which is a horrible movie title. First of all, that's really bad. Whoever came up with that, that movie's, The movie title freaking sucks. Anyway, so, but like, I don't know why people still fight over that. I think now all the Spideys suck. You guys all stink. I don't know what it is. I like the original, but like, I mean, like, I don't even really like the new one that much either. Like, I like Tom Holland. Like, he's a good dude. Like, I like people who seem like good people. You know what I mean? Like, just, I don't know. I'm getting sick of some people. Like, some actors, like, I'm just starting to get sick of. Like, The Rock. Like, I love Dwayne Johnson. Like, one of my favorite people. But, like, I'm starting to get tired of his movies, like, now. Which is weird, because I love his character. But I feel like he plays the same character every time. And there's nothing against The Rock. I love you, The Rock, if you're listening. I love you. But again, I will say, I think he needs a different type of character every now and again. Because he's always like, what? So he's like, no, that's crazy. No, what are you, baby? No. He's always like that type of like thing, like no BS, like, ha ha ha, I'm serious. You know, like, he does that. I don't know. This is why I'm not a producer. It's because I'm better at doing other stuff. I'm better at music. You know, for being such a good guitar player, I really lack personality. Lack a really good personality. Like, I'm really forcing myself to be like this. Now, this is hyper. This is the hyper portion of the episode. All right, let me, like, actually talk about, like, what I should be talking about. So, back to February 17th. So, Recess is playing February 17th. We're playing with Indre, who, they have a super cool show in a couple days. All right. So, let me tell you about this. So, the drummer for Indre is playing with Recess. And Indre. Obviously, Indre is first for him, which is 100%. That's what he's doing. That's, you know, his band. So, that's why we have a couple drummers that are with us right now. But they have a super cool show. It is the 107.3 Alternative Cleveland Birthday Party. And headlining is Lovely the Band. And Indre and AJ Smith is going to be there opening. And that is February 3rd at the Beachland Ballroom. This show is definitely going to be a super great opportunity for Indre. So congrats to them. And they deserve it. They're such good people. Like, I love just good people. And Sam has been just a good person to us, and not just because he's playing drums and learning our songs, but he's just been a good dude. And I think there are not enough, like, really outspoken, just decent, really good people. Or maybe there is, and I'm just an introvert. That's probably what it is. I just need to meet more people. That's the basis of all of this. But anyway, so they have a really cool show, Beachland Ballroom. You can get the tickets, I'm assuming, on their social media. And their Instagram is at Indre, which is INDRE music. And I'm assuming the link is in the bio for the tickets. The tickets are $30, but it's $30. You see Lovely the Band and Indre and AJ Smith, which is, I mean, that's insane. So get your tickets for that. Support them. I'm going to be there. Vince is going to be there. I don't know if Anthony's going to be there. I don't know if he said he was doing something, but we're all going to try to be there. So if you can go, please go. That's going to be a fun show. And then February 17th, they're playing with us, and the theme is pop prom. So I didn't go to prom. Now, I use that as a personality trait. Like, I tell people, like, that's the emo portion of this podcast, is that I didn't go to prom. Now, I'm not asking. Like, I just don't ask. Like, I wouldn't go up. Like, in my life, like, I never understood how guys would, like, walk up to a girl. Like, to me, that's, like, the rudest thing. Like, in general, like, I don't know. Like, I just don't. Like, I'm more like, I like meeting people on social media first. Like, I think it's a cool process nowadays. Like, I don't know why, like, if you meet a guy on social media as a girl, right? Like, or vice versa, like, I don't understand how people just, like, go, like, yeah, let's go out, like, without talking to them first. Like, that's how I am. Like, I want to like message somebody and like talk to them first, right? That's how I, you know, got Sophie. And you text them back and forth. You see if you like them, and then you text them, and then you call them, and then maybe you meet in person, and then you kind of know about them. You know, like my mom tells stories about back in the day, like in Cleveland, like she would go down to the flats and like a guy would just come up to her that she didn't know and be like, hey, you want to go on a date Friday? She's like, if you look good, she's like, okay, sure. So she didn't know him at all. And then just went out and like, he picked her up. I was like, that's like, oh, that's crazy. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds so dangerous, but now at least you get to go through like a process of, you know, like meeting people, you know, learning how somebody is first. But I like doing that process. But it's basically why I didn't go to prom, was because I couldn't muster up the courage to ask anybody. But anyway, but we're gonna have a chance to redeem myself here at pop prom. So Indre is playing, Dive Bombs are finally playing with us. We've been trying to get a show with them, but they are very busy. They have a lot of shows. They just played on the 22nd at Mahal's, I believe. So that's going to be really fun. We're finally hitting Akron. I don't think we've played an Akron show like at a venue like this in like years. So, because obviously, you know, Recess has been around for a long time. So that's going to be super fun. I'm going to be dressed up, not in a suit or anything, but I'm going to have my birthday suit on. No, it's going to be a good, I'm going to make sure I look really good, but I get to go to prom. Now it's with my girlfriend. So it's not like I just asked somebody random. That is interesting. Like asking somebody completely random that you don't know, that would be terrifying. And a lot of pressure too. Like, I don't know. Like, I think like public, like, I don't like giving my opinion because I feel like people aren't going to like me, but like, if a guy gets down on his knee in public, like, isn't that a lot of pressure to say yes? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I guess if she's like really like your babe, like you've been in her for a really long time and you know, she's amazing and you know, for sure she would say yes. Like, I would never ask in public unless I was 100% like she had been asking me to do it, you know. So I don't know how people do that, but you know, so like, that's what I need to do. See, I'm like afraid. So Sophie texts me about going to like a dance thing, and this is separate from this thing, and like I'm letting you know a lot about me. I get like really nervous about stuff like that. Like, I like dance by myself, like in the mirror, like Matt Healy. Like, I'm like, ah, like I do that stupid, you know, that stupid dance shit. I do it by myself, but like, I'm afraid to do like dance in public. And I know people don't care that much, like about like me, like in general, like that's the biggest thing that they say with introverts is they're like, you know, you have to realize like they're worried about, you know, other people are worried about, you know, their persona and you know, what is going on with them. You know, they don't really care as much as you think people do. You know, people aren't like, you know, going like, oh yeah, that guy, you know, as much as you think, you know what I mean? Like, it feels that way. You're like, oh, people are gonna think this outfit's weird. Like, you know, people do that. But I swear every single time I've ever worn something or, you know, anything like that that portrays a confidence or portrays a persona that is something I just have never done before or I feel really uncomfortable in, every single time somebody goes, hey, you look really good. Like, literally every single time I've ever done that. So I don't know. I feel like I just need to like, I need to loosen up, but I really want to go with her to this dance thing because I feel bad. I don't like if my girlfriend asks me to go somewhere and I'm like, I don't want to go. And then she has to go by herself. Like, that makes me feel like garbage. So I want to go, but I'm also like, oh gosh, I'm like, cause I don't want to go to a dance and not dance, you know, like, cause then you look like, the worst thing is when you know that people can see that you're nervous about the life going on around you. Like, that's like the worst, because you can tell, like, people are like, why is that guy sitting over there, like, doing nothing? That's weird. Like, or that's what I'm doing. See, and then I get in my own head. So, I don't know. Long story short, I'm going to make a difference here at Pop Prom because I need to. You know, maybe I need like an outgoing pill, like an antidepressant, like a really good one. Like, I know somebody recommended a good one because, I mean, back to, you know, sadder things, like I've been in, you know, I feel that way sometimes, and I'm always in my head, but I don't know if it's something that therapy can fix or if it's just like, if I should just, you know, go to medication, because medication can be really good. And I know that, but I don't know what to do, but I feel like it would probably help me, like, in general, just to be a little bit looser. I don't know. And I don't drink, so that's not happening. But regardless, so February 17th at Razzy Recess, you can hit the link in my profile or at Recess Official to get tickets. Tickets are 12 or 10 bucks, and then you pay like a little fee on it. So it's like 12. Or you pay 15 at the door. So come through and see Indre and Dive Bombs and Recess, which. Sorry, Recess Raggy. So it's going to be a really fun show. So come through there. So a couple other like music news that I want to go over. So our friends in the band Truss have a new music video out. The song is called Drown. And you can check out the music video at Truss Band on Instagram at Truss Band. On Instagram for the link, and just go check that out. Support local bands because we need to do that. Because if we want Cleveland to rival Columbus as having a good music scene, a supportive music scene, we need to support our own. And so go do that. Song's great. So do that. Besides that, I don't have much else to talk about, really. All I wanted you guys to know is that, you know, just be anything you can do to be not like me. That's why you listen to this, is like, you want to be like, oh, okay. And you take the opposite notes of what I tell you, except the music portion. Like, you can listen to that, but anything else, like, you don't have to. This is just, you're just listening to my brain just like a messy bowl of spaghetti. Like, you know, like spaghetti where it's like hanging off the side and then the spaghetti noodle gets really cold. What is up with spaghetti? Spaghetti just like dies as soon as you get it. It comes out of the bowl a little bit. It's like, whew, like the dude from the Santa Claus comes in and goes whew, and blows that frozen air right on the noodle, and it's like freezing cold. Why does it do that? I don't even know what I was talking about. Anyway, so I think this is a good time to probably end this, but thank you guys for listening. So a little recap. Number one, at Recess Official on Instagram, hit the link, get tickets for February 17th at the Rialto Theater with Indre and Dive Bombs. It's gonna be a super fun time. All right, $10 tickets, 15 at the door. Do that. Also, April 23rd, we're at the Sly Fox with Makes My Blood Dance and Alexis Marrero, who is having Recess on the show. So that is going to be a super fun time. So get there, listen to Truss's new music video, and don't get sick because it sucks. Thank you for listening to Hyper But Kinda Emo with Alex Razzy, and I'm going to get out of here. The bunny looks like he is very lonely. So, see you later. Have a great day, everybody. Peace.